Today's conversation is about leadership, not just in trading, but in mindset, mentorship, and representation. Joining me today is Abba Trades, a trader, educator, and mentor whose journey is inspiring a new generation of women to take charge of their financial futures. Abba, welcome.
Thank you, Nima. I'm glad to be here.
Me too. I've heard a lot about you, so it's nice to put a face to the name and get to know you a little better. So welcome, and I hope you've had a great week.
Yes, I have.
Let's jump into it, Abba. If you had to describe your leadership style in one word, what would it be?
I would say intentional. Everything that I do, every trading decision I make is backed by a sense of clarity and awareness. I'm a mother myself, I'm a wife, I'm a trading mentor, I run a trading community. So everything that I do is backed by that sense of intentionality, being aware and being clear on whatever I do. Now, I believe as a leader, you don't have to be the one in control of the room, even though that's necessary, it has its place. But then I believe as a leader, you have to stand up for certain values. It depends on how you show up, being intentional about how you show up and creating the right environment for people to thrive. Especially for me, being a woman in trading, I think I need to be intentional. I believe I need to be intentional about the way I show up for others and also the kind of environment that I create for those who mentor, who believe in themselves, that they can also thrive and survive in this trading space.
So mentor, mentee, a trading partner, mother, wife. That seems like a lot of responsibility. Which is the most difficult of all those to be?
I would say being a mother. You need a lot of attention to give to kids, and you need to be a leader for them. So I think that's the most stressful parts.
Sure. To an extent, though, you're kind of a mother to your mentees, though, as well, right?
Yes. I'm a mother to them. I have to lead them. I have to care about them. I need to listen to them. And they actually take me more like someone they come to for therapy, like a crying shoulder. That is what basically kids also do. So, yeah, I can be a mother to my mentees. I am, actually.
Got it. That's amazing. Abba, you're known for a calm and analytical approach. How do you use or leverage your emotional intelligence in trading?
Okay, emotional intelligence is undoubtedly one of the strongest tools I use as a trader. You know, the markets move very fast. I'm sure you're aware of that. It moves very fast. And if you don't know yourself so well, if you don't know your triggers, if you don't know the things that makes you react, you may end up reacting to the market more than responding to the market. Now, with time, I've learned to filter out my emotions, where when I'm taking a trade, I ask myself, am I taking this trade out of emotions or I'm taking this trade out of logic? Once I'm able to go through that filtration process, I make a decision to either close my laptop, that's if it's from emotions, close my laptop, just grab a cup of coffee, watch a movie, play games, and intermittently I go back to the market to watch. But I don't let my emotions take over me, even though I apply emotional intelligence a lot in my trading.
You know, I hear this a lot, and I hear this primarily from more experienced or advanced traders, but I wonder for, let's say, the newcomer or the beginner trader, it seems so difficult to have that emotional intelligence or emotional awareness to understand when reacting or responding, let's say, to the markets. How do you kind of drive this into this information to your mentees, or do you wait longer in the process before you really start covering this type of information?
So what I do in my mentorship is, right in the first course, just at the first meeting, I educate them about the consequences of trading. It has a positive impact and it has its negative side too. So I psych their mind even before I get into the nitty-gritties of trading. That's the first course, actually. Letting them know that trading can be a roller coaster of emotions. You need to learn how to control your emotions. You need to learn how to balance your emotions as a person. You need to know yourself and you need to know what works well for you. So I don't wait. It's emotions, I think it's the basics of trading, you as a person, because it's you against you on the chart. So if you're able to sensitize someone's mind to control their emotions before venturing to whatever they are doing, I think it helps them to leverage and make the most out of the market eventually.
So now you're being a woman and you obviously work with men and women. Do you see that either men or women have an easier or harder time to manage their emotions or to have awareness or be honest with themselves enough about their emotions? Do you see a difference, or is a trader a trader?
I think there's a difference. I think there's a big difference because, you know, women are naturally born to be patient and born to be reflective. Mm-hmm. And when women are analyzing things, or when women have an issue, something they need to tackle, they mostly go through a process. A woman won't come to you, Nima, and just start talking out of, they would have gone through a whole lot of thought process before coming to you with whichever issue they have.
Yeah.
And that same character or that same trait can be translated onto the market. So women being naturally patient are able to observe, analyze, wait for price to get to their zone or whatever they need to do for them to make the most out of the market. Now, men are naturally impulsive when it comes to making decisions, especially in trading.
Mm-hmm.
I think women are able to leverage in, because of patience, they're able to leverage in on their risk and then maximize or make the most out of the market. So there's a very big difference, very, very big difference.
I agree with you. And I mean, when I think about the stronger women in my life, I think that they would make great traders because
they are
kind of more calculated and, you know, they're thinking kind of two steps ahead.
Exactly.
So I think that women definitely can have an advantage in trading.
Definitely.
From your perspective of being, let's say, like an influencer or a mentor or mm-hmm. an educator, does that kind of being a woman, do people maybe perhaps not take your education as seriously, or maybe is there other potential disadvantages?
So, yeah, I've come across a couple of scenarios like this where when I started off in trading, I actually wasn't showing my face on social media. Nobody knew who was behind that community.
Okay.
I kept on running the community, giving setups, giving signals, posting my trades. And the first time I decided to set up my social media, which is me setting up my YouTube and my Instagram, I had no picture on Instagram. Nobody knew me. And when they saw my face, they came and they were surprised that a woman was actually the one behind all of these trades. So why were people surprised? If it was a guy, people would have been okay. People would have, it's a guy behind that account.
Yeah.
But then once they noticed it was a woman, everyone started asking me questions. How have you been doing it? How did you do it? How are women trading and all of that? So, yeah, I think that's one misconception that women face. And also one thing I think most women have a great sense of fear. And I don't blame them in the financial space when it comes to that. And it's because there's that fear of losing money mm-hmm. in the market. And women naturally, they want to always protect what they have. And that same thing translates into their money, their finances. So when they come to the market, there's already that fear of losing. They are scared to lose their money. But then there's always a way that I go about that to make them know that it's part of the process. And you learn from your mistakes, you get better, you show up every day and stay consistent. And the results will speak for you eventually.
Okay, interesting. And how do you translate that mindset into your mentorship and content? So you, based on the persona of the person, you will have kind of a custom education, or you'll focus on certain things, or is it just more of a general type of content?
Okay, so my mentorship is based on structure and empathy.
Okay.
Yes. Where structure comes with discipline and empathetic in the sense that I'm able to meet every student emotionally and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when most of them come, they're already coming with a fear of self-doubt. They are coming with comparison. They are coming with the fear of a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to put myself in their shoes because I've been a student myself before.
Yeah.
I know how it feels like to have doubt. I know how it feels like to feel you may not survive in this market for long. I know how it feels like to feel Forex is not for you. So I'm mostly empathetic and I try to structure all of that into my mentorship for them to know that it's a process. You will get through it. And seeing where I've gotten to now, they also draw inspiration from that to move on. So yeah, empathy and structure, discipline is what I structure into my mentorship.
So for sure you feel that empathy and discipline, they can coexist together.
Yes, definitely. It's hard to find a balance, if you'd ask me.
Yeah.
Yes, it's hard to find a balance. Now, you need to be disciplined as a trader, where you have to stick to certain rules. Personally, I have a checklist of things that I always make sure they are ticked before I take a trade or I send a trade out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're too hard on yourself, which is being too hard on your discipline, it can demotivate you. You have to learn to be gentle with yourself sometimes. You have to learn to be kind to yourself. That's where you find the balance. If you're too strict on your child, you know there's some adverse effect that will come with it, some negative
Absolutely.
Impact. If you're too soft, the child may not also grow up to be who you want it. So you have to find that balance. And that same balance can be translated into trading. So you have to find empathy. You have to find a way to balance empathy and discipline together. They need to coexist.
Do you feel that you've mastered that, or it's kind of a constant juggle?
I've mastered that. I've mastered how to find my discipline and also how to find empathy. How to be soft on myself, to tell myself, okay, it happened today. The market hit me with a loss. I'll come back tomorrow. That is you being kind to yourself. And that actually sustains you in the long run.
No doubt. Yeah, I love that. Kind to yourself. Something that I think we could all do more of in life and trading. When I look at global markets, I see that actually in Africa sub-region, there are more women partners, mentors, and traders than any other markets. that I've seen, but still not a lot. What do you think is the big barrier to entry, or why don't we see more women in this industry or as traders?
I think it's with having less representation, if you'd ask me. Because when I started, I really had nobody to look up to. So yeah. I found out Forex through Kojo Forex. Yeah. I was just on Facebook and I saw a video where Kojo was talking about Forex and Xness, and I decided to just find out what he was talking about. Those were the people I used to look up to. I didn't have any woman to look up to.
Yeah.
So with time, I decided to also be that figure that people could look up to. Mm. So I wouldn't blame women for not being or representing in the financial space so much. I think it's with not seeing many people also come out to show that they can do this. Because
yeah.
what you can't become what you don't see. What you see is what you can become. What you see is what you can dream with.
Sure.
So I think it's with most of us coming out to let people know that it's possible.
Was this part of your inspiration to go from kind of an anonymous content to putting your picture up there?
Yes, it was actually with my trading partner, Ariam Dela. So he was the one that told me, Abba, you are very good. Why are you hiding? Why are you not showing yourself? Why are you not creating your YouTube? And I had a fear of, what if people think I'm a woman? They will not really follow me.
So no, that was a concern.
Like, yeah, it was a concern. Wow. Yes, it was a concern. So nobody knew me, but people kept on joining my community every single day.
Okay.
People kept on joining. So yes, I think it's one thing that's made me relax a bit in showing myself on social media. Yeah, but I don't think I regret. It's been worth it showing myself on social media. And that is how come I'm here today, also inspiring other women
Absolutely.
To venture into the financial space.
Yeah, I mean, so what would you recommend? I mean, for, let's say, the young future entrepreneur woman, I mean, what advice would you give them if they were just starting this journey?
Okay, I'll just let them know that they should just start curious. They shouldn't start with comparison. Because when most people start, they go online, they see all the flashy lifestyle and they start comparing themselves. How can I be this? How can I get this?
Yeah.
I think just start being curious.
Yeah.
Curious with learning about candlesticks, curious about learning what the market is about.
Mm-hmm.
Curious about learning about risk, understanding risk, and a whole lot of things that involves trading. And just know that trading is not a race. It's a journey. Start very curious and you get better. And just have the passion. If it's something that you want to do, just have the passion to want to continue. And trust me, the results will speak.
Yeah. Yes, you're living proof of that. Do you think, though, Abba, the perception of women traders is shifting within Africa, or in a positive or negative way?
I think it's shifting. Like I mentioned earlier, when I started, I didn't have anyone to look up to.
Yeah.
It was just Kojo Forex, Ariam Dela, and Common Forex.
Yeah.
But then I think with time, I've seen a lot of women traders coming up. Women traders, maybe that time I didn't search so well, but then as I've been in the space, I've seen a lot of women traders coming up. And thanks to social media, people are now being more visible. People are now sharing their voices and also taking part of, let me call it a campaign, to get more women to trade. And these women are not just trading. They are not just showing their flashy lifestyle. They are doing the necessary aspect, which is educating people and just letting them know that it's possible for you. I've been able to do it. Mm-hmm. You can do it too.
It's amazing. Moving towards, let's say, your mentorship, why, Abba, is a mentorship such a central part of your mission?
Because I think I know how it feels like to start alone. When I took my first loss in the market, it was quite a hit. And I didn't have anyone. I didn't know who to share with, because who would understand me?
Mm-hmm.
But then if you have a community, if you have a mentorship group, if you have people that understand the same things that you are doing, you can go to them. It's like therapy. That is what mentorship community does. For traders, you get a crying shoulder. You get to learn from your mentor's experience, and it gives you a head start in life or in your trading journey, because you don't have to make the same mistakes that other people made. For me, when I started, I lost out knowledge in my third day. So with this, I'm able to share with my mentees and let them know that I didn't really take the whole education serious. I didn't take candlestick serious. I didn't take support and resistance serious. I only knew SL and TP and click buy and sell. So with that, it gives them a head start to know that, okay, Abba went through this. She did this, she did this, she did that. If I follow that path, that's the same place I'll be heading to. So why not just learn from her mistakes and then get a head start in this whole thing, just to cut short all of that long process, thinking that it will take you 2 years or 5 years to be profitable. It can actually be shorter for you if you get a dedicated mentor and a good mentorship community.
Speaking of community, I mean, have you considered to building, or have you just like a women's only community?
Yes. Most of my mentees are actually women.
Okay.
Yes. And one of my best students across all of my mentors is a woman.
Really?
Yes.
What's her story?
She trades. I asked her how she found out about the mentorship, and she said she was praying. And she just told God to lead her to someone that trades, a woman that also trades. And she went on Instagram. I can't remember whether Instagram or Facebook or Google. And she just saw my details, and she decided to just pay for the mentorship. And she had no idea about trading, no idea about TradingView, no idea about MetaTrader. Mm-hmm. She stayed consistent. She was so passionate. I was so surprised. At 2 a.m., she could call me, asking me questions. Coach, I just hit a support. Why didn't price buy from here? I used to like those things because I was that passionate when I started. Just I didn't have anyone to go to with my questions, just YouTube. So, yeah, I think it's still in plans to have a women's only community and also organize a women's only conference.
When you start work, since you're working with so many women, you mentioned fear as an initial emotion that a lot of them come to you with. What would you say are the most common, let's say, emotions or concerns that these women traders have to get involved? And then how do you help them solve those concerns?
So I wouldn't say they have a lot of concerns. I think the disadvantage I would say is the fear of losing money. But I think there are
more advantages than disadvantages compared to men, at least if you ask me.
I mean, women have a lot of balance. They're able to find balance with things. They're able to stay consistent. When a woman is passionate about something, they go all in.
No stopping them.
They go all in.
I agree.
And also women are also able to be empathetic. Like I said, you need empathy to sustain yourself as a trader. That's what's going to help you stay longer in the game.
You're the first person I've ever spoken with when we discuss about, let's say, different types of emotions and things within trading, to use the word empathy. I've never heard it. And it's interesting, but it makes sense. It makes total sense. And I'm just surprised I haven't thought of it or heard it more. So that's quite interesting.
Nice.
Abba, let me ask you this. How do you measure success in your community outside of just profits and loss?
Okay. So success for me, beyond profits. Profit is necessary. I mean, I love my profits so
that's
much.
That's the name of the
game. But I measure myself as a mentor.
Yeah.
My success or my joy is seeing others not fearing when entering a trade or not fearing what the market is doing. They've been able to stay patient and wait for price to get to their zone. And also when I get other people replicating the same things that I'm doing, but then they're also replicating the same things I'm doing, they're able to teach people the same way that I also taught them. And that is success for me as a mentor.
Sure, and I'm sure it feels good to see that, you know, all the work that you've put in, you're able to kind of pay it forward and help other people.
Yes, so with all of these successes, it's also important to remember that there are some losses that come in the markets, and me being able to step in as a mentor and help my mentees get over this, just motivate them to also show up again, to stay consistent, is also success for me as a trader. Because trading is not all rosy. There are days where you are happy. There are days where, I mean, you have your down times. So being able to find that balance as a mentor, being able to encourage my people to show up again, to stay consistent and believe in whatever they are doing, is success for me as a mentor.
And I think I've asked you this, but I'll ask you this question one more time. What advice would you give to women who want to enter the financial markets but don't know where to start?
They should just find a mentor. Just find a mentor. YouTube can do the job for you, but it will take you long. I do YouTube myself, but then I believe people on YouTube just focus on shooting out content. There's nothing like dedication or commitment. If you have a mentor who is dedicated to you, who tells you, you can always call me when you have an issue. That is priceless. So just find a mentor. Don't start everything on your own. Once you find a mentor, I'm sure the mentor will link you to people in the same community. People are also trading. You wouldn't feel lonely. You can get people to interact with and people to share your downtimes and your happy times with.
So then let me ask you this. Let's say I'm prepared. I have three potential mentors. How would you recommend I select the right mentor for me?
Just choose the one that fits the lifestyle that you're also living.
Fits the lifestyle.
You know, learning a mentor strategy is not all about doing things on the chart or just drawing zones. You have to make sure that your lifestyle fits into the strategy. If you are someone that is working a 9-to-5 and want to do trading as a side hustle, you need to choose a mentor. You need to find out somebody that has done something like that before, done a 9-to-5 and also did trading on the side.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. So not lifestyle from like a cars and house perspective.
No. Lifestyle, your personality, who you are.
Got it. Interesting. Okay.
I mean, if you're a mother, if you're a wife, the best option would be to choose, I mean, me.
They're juggling all these responsibilities as well.
Yes, who is doing it? And you can learn more from how I was able to balance all of this to get to where I am. So your lifestyle matters in choosing a mentor, your personality.
Okay, so that's advice number one. Find a mentor. Okay, good to know. Well, Abba, look, thank you for showing us that leadership in trading isn't about being just the loudest voice. It's about consistency, clarity, and care, and clearly empathy and discipline, as you said. Your story reminds us that confidence grows when we lead with empathy and lifts others along the way. I think what you're doing is absolutely tremendous. I'm proud of you. From our standpoint as XNS, we can support you more to spread the word and, help you support more people and women in the industry. So thank you for your commitment.
Thank you, Nima. Thank you, Nima, for having me.
Pleasure. Thanks for tuning in to Born to Trade. If you missed earlier episodes, catch up to hear how traders across Africa are shaping markets and mastering their craft. We would appreciate it if you could support the podcast by subscribing and leaving us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.